right, we begin Menachos. If you saw the sheet that I put out at the entrance, the introduction, the overview to Menachos, I would love feedback on it, on ways to improve it. I've actually modified it a little bit since I printed it out. Sorry?
Diagrams
would be great, but it wouldn't be a double-sided page at that point. But I felt like it was a good idea to sort of get a little bit of background into it. Even Zvachim, when we're familiar with walking in, because we know what Karban Pesach is, and basically an Ola, Chatas. When you get to Menachos, it tends to be a big blur for people. We know that there are flour offerings. We know that some of them are fried and some of them are baked, but that's about it. So the goal here is just to outline first the psukim where the Menachos are actually mentioned in the Torah. Then the two basic kinds are Menchas Ma'afe and Menchas Solas. There's the Ma'afe one, which is actually processed in some way, baked or fried, and then there's Menchas Solas, where it's just flour. And the sheet that you have in front of you, the pre-modification sheet, should include under Menchas Solas also the Omer HaTenufa, because that's another one that's just flour. But then after that, categories of Menachas we refer to frequently, the Lachmei Toda, which are made up of of some of the baked Menachos. The communal menachos, there are three kinds of communal ones. There's the Omer, there's the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, and the Lechem Apanim of Shabbos, and then there's the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which are a class unto themselves, the Kohen Gadol's mincha that he brings on a daily basis, that actually gets split in half morning and afternoon, unless it's the Minchas Chinuch, which he brings for his very first time. And then finally, the Menachos brought by Kohanim, and what happens to those, because that has its own set of rules. And then last, I brought just the major sugyos. I find it good for the purpose of remembering what we learn, to actually note where the sugyos are. It also helps when you want to look up what you did at some point in the past. So I figured that might be helpful. There's also some very good agadata in Menachos. There are some points, particularly around Chavches, Chavtes, Lamed, but in general, scattered through the Masechta, more so than in Zvachim, you find some other pieces as well. And the Kusker commented regarding Hilchos Tefillin. When we get to, there are two very well-known prakim that are in Menachos. I actually included the names here, the third and the fourth. Hakometz Rabbah in the third, and Hatcheles is the fourth. And they bring us the laws of Safras, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. The way we get into it is because we learn about Menachos that have different components, and the question is, are all the components necessary? And from that we go into other mitzvos that have multiple components, like tzitzis. And the question is, how much of that is necessary? If I have tzitzis with only three corners, with strings on them, is that valid also? And then we get into tefillin, and what if I only have three parshios in my tefillin, and so on? And that takes us to Sefer Torah, because that's just in there for the fun. So the Kotzker comments, though, that in order to really understand Hilchos Tefillin, you need to start from the beginning of Menachos, because Chazal would not have put tefillin in Menachos unless it was actually somehow tied into Menachos. So I don't know what the Kotzker meant, because he didn't write a parish to explain exactly how that worked, unless he simply meant, you know, you have to understand what the components are and why components work together, and then you'll understand how the components of Tefillin work together. Maybe that's what he was talking about. But I thought it was a good way to begin the Masechta with that note from the Kotzker. Okay. Beis Amud Aleph. Aleph went by in a whirlwind. Kol HaMenachos Shenikbetzu Shelo Lishman Kisheros. This sounds awfully familiar, I trust, from Zvachim. If you do kmitza on a mincha, now it's not just kmitza, as we'll find out, but if you do the kmitza on the mincha, and we haven't defined kmitza, but we know it's basically picking up the part that's going to go on the mizbeach, if you do it, shalo lishman. Rashi says here, shalo lishman means you have in mind the wrong type of mincha in terms of the preparation of the mincha. If you see the top Rashi, minchas marcheshes. He vowed to bring a minchas marcheshes. I gave you on the sheet, the overview sheet, how it's done. But it's baked or fried in a certain type of a pan. That's what you vowed you would bring. The heviyah, and you brought it. The kamsa kohen, and the kohen took out his fistful. The omar harini kometz l'shem machvas. But he said, "I'm doing it as a machvas instead. I'm not doing it as a marcheshes." So the rule is kasheros. It's acceptable. Tosfo says it doesn't just mean where you intended the wrong type of mincha. It's also where you intended the wrong owner. And that's based on what we're going to see from Rabbah and Amud Beis. But it also includes if you intend the wrong owner. So the Mishnah tells us, Ksheiros is kosher. Ela, shalo alu lebailim l'shem chova. However, it doesn't work for the owners. If the owner took a neder that he's going to bring this mincha, And then he brought it, and the Kohen has the wrong type of mincha in mind, then the neder is not fulfilled. Chutz mi minchas chote u mi minchas kinoz. And the exceptions to this rule are the mincha of a chote who couldn't afford to bring something more expensive, brings a mincha. Or Rashi tells you, could go na'id mitame mikdash. Not just any chet, but also a person who walks into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tame. Dichsiv bikra bimosa sigado lishtei sarim, etc. Or minchas kinoz, which is another term for the mincha of a sota, correct, from the kineis ishto. So in those cases, it's going to be different. Then we have a different set of rules. What are those rules? Minchas chote u minchas kinoz shekmatzan shalo lishman, nasan bekli vahilech vehiktir shalo lishman. Not just kemitza, but also do the halacha, bringing it to the mizbeach, or haktara, you put it on the mizbeach shalo lishman, o lishman v'shalo lishman, or you did some part of the process lishma, and then the later part shalo lishma, or vice versa, o shalo lishman v'lishman, you did it improperly and then properly later, psulos. In all those cases, it's completely disqualified. That's what our Mishnah states. It's the first column, going right to left, on the table on the sheet. Ketsa lishman v'shalo lishman. Can you give me an example of what qualifies as lishma and then shalo lishma? L'shem minchas chotei, l'shem minchas nedava. First you had minchas chotei in mind, and then you had the nedava in mind, and vice versa. Shalo lishman v'lishman, l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chotei. The opposite, minchas nedava, and then minchas chotei. Rashi says, O shalo lishmo v'lishmo. If you see the Rashi, he says, Be'elu shtei menachos psulin, in these two menachos, chotei and kinoz, it's going to be possible. Ve'ein shiarei ne'achalin, and since it's possible, what does that mean for us? Well, for starters, the kohenim aren't going to get to eat from the shirayim. The time of mefarish be'gemar, the gemara is going to explain why these are unique. The reason why it has to say, or if you did it shalo lishmo v'lishmo, when we already learned the reverse order, delo tema, is so that you don't say lishmo v'shalo lishmo hu depsula detapis lasher achron. That you shouldn't think, well, you know what, we go by your last thought, and your last thought was shalo lishmo, and therefore it's no good. Well, shalo lishmo v'lishmo lo. But if you did it shalo lishmo and then you corrected yourself, it would be acceptable. So it teaches us that we also believe that one is caught with tchilas devar, what he says in the beginning, not just what he says at the end. Okay, so that's our opening Mishnah. Good. The Gemara deals with this term Ella that we used. Lamali lemisni Ella. We said they're kosher Ella shelo alu lebailum l'shem chova, and that suggests there's something else going on here. Instead of saying vilo alu lebailum l'shem chova, and they didn't, it says Ella. What's that for? Lamali lemisni Ella lisni vilo alu lebailum l'shem chova. Why not say and ha kamash malan? It's teaching me. Teaching us, lebailim hu delo alu l'shum chova, that it doesn't work for the owner's obligation, ha mincha gufa ksheira, but the mincha itself is considered a kosher mincha, the kohenim are going to get to eat the shirayim, etc. Ve'asur l'shanuye, and further, as you go through the process, you're not going to be allowed to change things afterwards. You can't say, well, we already messed up, so at this point, whatever we do doesn't make a difference. You're not entitled to make that statement. Rashi explains how I got that out of the word Ella. Rashi says, in the beginning of Gemara, midiksani ella mashma dechol dina kemincha kasheira ella ze bilvad. What it means to say is, in every way, this is a kasher mincha. The only way in which it's not is that you didn't fulfill your neder. But in every other way, this is going to be a mincha kasheira. And the Gemara says, we didn't invent this idea. Rava said this. Kid de Rava, like Rava said, to all my Rava, because Rava said, last thin line, ola sheshchata shalo lishma, asur lizrog dama shalo lishma. If you have a carbon ola, and you shecht it with an improper thought, also lizrog dama shalo lishma, that doesn't entitle you to do the zrikas hadam shalo lishma also. Why? Iba yisema svara, it's logical. Iba yisema kra, and it's also a pasuk. Iba yisema svara, it's logical. Mishum de mishani ba kol hani lishni ba v'nezel, because you changed it already, therefore you should now continue to change it. Right? It's logical that you shouldn't be able to do it. However, I also have a pasuk. Iba yisema kra, if you want, I have a pasuk as well. Motza svasecha tishmor ve'asisa ka'asher nadar da l'shem alokecha nidava. Guard what you say and do as you vow to Hashem a nedava. And we mention neder, nadarta, and we mention nedava. So the Gemara says, nedava? That last word in the pasuk is odd. Nederu, it's a neder. You already used the term nederta. We distinguish between neder and nedava ordinarily. One is a vow where you say, I'm going to give a specific item. One is a vow where you say, I'm going to give something in general. So why are you mixing the terms here? So karile neder, but karile nedava? Ella, in kemash nedarta asisa yehe neder. What we're saying is, if you do as you vowed, then it will be a neder, meaning it will count to fulfill your neder. Vimlav, and if not, yehei nedava, so it's a general gift, and you're still going to need to do something else to fulfill the neder that you made. Tosfos points out.
But I'm telling you, the distinction is it's on the government papers.
Correct. Harei alai and harei zu. Correct. This is not that. Tosfos is very bothered by this for two reasons. Tosfos is bothered, not even for your reason. Tosfos is bothered, first of all, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah uses this pasuk to teach me about Baal Ta'akhir, for Neder and Nedava. Right? That if you delay, you're in trouble. And he says, well, that's a drasha, this is pshat in the pasuk. He says, this is mipashte dekra. The other point that Tosfos makes is that here we pick up on Neder Nedava switches in the pasuk, but in the Gemara in the beginning of Chulin, we'll see, on the pasuk Tova Sherlo Tidor, that they use them interchangeably. They use Tidor for Nedava as well. So his answer is, yeah, but here, it changed words mid-flow. In the Chulin one, it just said Tidor. In the Pasuk, and I understood conceptually it should refer to Neder and Nedava. In general, better not to make vows, whether Neder or Nedava. Whereas here, you used the word Nadarta, and you really shouldn't have switched to say Nedava. It does give other answers. Also, it's the bottom couple of Tosfos on the page. In any case.
How far done that?
I'm sorry?
The kmitzah that you then put on the mizbeach, you do with shema.
Yeah.
Presumably, after you've had a shlovish month by the kmitzah.
Correct.
How is it done?
Because it's a kasher nedava. Your act of kmitzah doesn't change whether this was machbas or macheshes. If you take a look on the outline sheet, you'll see there's no difference between how I do the kmitzah. Physically, it's the same kmitzah. So I just do it having in mind the right thing, having in mind the macheshes or the machbas, whichever one it was.
And is the kmitzah never different?
The process will not be different. That's correct.
The
there are menachos where it varies. If you take a look on the sheet, there are some where you do psisa, whatever. But in the case that we gave here, there is no distinction. That's correct. It's the same process. It's just a different cooking implement. That's it. And not only that, we're talking about when you did it right. It's just that your thought was wrong. So the Gemara says that.
A little bit like the Mishnah, which talks about when you do it clean.
Yeah. No, only if it's Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos. We're going back on the Neder Nedava now, where it's Kasher. Where if you're dealing with Chote and Kenos, that's a whole different ballgame. We're on the ones that are Kasher. That's correct. So the Gemara's point in bringing this, in bringing Rava's statement, is to say the reason why we mention that is to tell me that's a lesson of the Mishnah, but what we want to support is the idea that just because you made a mistake earlier doesn't mean you change later. So we see here from this pasuk that when you bring the ned there, if you have the wrong thing in mind, it becomes a nedava, and the Gemara continues on the top of Beis Amibes, Unedava Mishari Lashanuyiba. Who permits you to change a nedava? Right? No one permits you to change it. The fact that it becomes a nedava doesn't permit me now to do my haktara shalo lishma. So I still retain my obligation to do so. Okay. Lema mas nisin de lo ka Rabbi Shimon. New phase. We want to know whether our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. I brought you on the table Rabbi Shimon Aleph and Rabbi Shimon Beis, because by the end of today, God willing, we will have seen two different views of Rabbi Shimon. But the first one is the one we're concerned with. Our Mishnah said, if you do a minchas nedava shalo lishma, it's kosher, just doesn't count for the chova. Rabbi Shimon is going to say it counts for the chova. And our Mishnah says, if you do minchas chote, minchas keno, shalo lishma, it's pasul. And Rabbi Shimon is going to say kosher. Sure sounds like he disagrees with our Mishnah. Lema mas nisin zelok Rabbi Shimon. Disanya, here's the brisa. Rabbi Shimon omer, kol ha-menachos, all menachos. That's the key word. Kol ha-menachos. Shenik mitzu shalo lishman kisheros. Ve'olu lebailim l'shem chova. She'ein ha-menachos domos lizvachim. He says, don't compare menachos and zvachim. Shakomeitz machavas l'shum marcheshes. Maseha mochichin alea l'shum machavas. He says, you know why? When you bring a karban ola, and you shecht it and all that, the shechita process is the same, whether it's an ola or a shlamim or a toda or an anything or a chatas. Here, your deeds show what it's supposed to be. If you bring a minchas machavas, and you boil it up in the machavas, you fry it up in the machavas, and you say, I'm doing a marcheshes, everyone looks at you and says, no, you're doing a machavas. We know exactly what you're doing, and therefore your statement is irrelevant. That's the idea. Ma'aseh mochichet aleh. The deeds demonstrate that it was really machavas. Chareva l'shum belula. If you bring a mincha that's supposed to be dry, it's not supposed to have oil in it. Rashi said the minchas chode and the minchas kenaos don't have oil. Right? And you say l'shum belula. It's going to be a mincha that has oil in it. Ma'aseh mochichet aleh l'shum chareva. Or Shehi Chareva. Your deeds demonstrate this is a dry one. This is not an oil one. Aval b'zvachem ain't okay. It's not true for zvachem. Shechita achas lekulan. Zrika achas lekulan. V'kabala achas lekulan. Right? It isn't until you do hazah on the mizbeach that there actually is a variation. But we'll talk about that. We're not there yet. But the challenge here is, Rabbi Shimon says, since your deeds demonstrate what it is, your words are irrelevant when it comes to a mincha, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to agree. So the Gemara says, well, you know what? Actually, we're going to challenge this version of Rabbi Shimon based on another version of Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara. It's going to come up in just a little bit. And we're going to come up with ways to resolve the two versions of Rabbi Shimon. That resolution is going to take a long time. It's going to take through tomorrow's daf. But we're going to come up with three ways already. One is going to be Rav Ashi, another one is going to be Rabba, another one is going to be Abaye. It's going to be Rav Ashi, Rabba, and Rava.
Don't words indicate
Lishma
and
Lo Lishma? It's not a question of lishma or shalolishma. It's a question of whether we care that your words were shalolishma. If my deeds demonstrate, Rabbi Shimon is going to back it up later on, but if my deeds demonstrate that it was this type of a karban, maybe my words are irrelevant. Granted, I was thinking the wrong thing. There's no question I was thinking the wrong thing. But since everybody can tell what it's supposed to be, my words don't matter. It's a little bit like Tumah and Tahara. When I take a kli, if I polish off the kli and it's fully usable now, the fact that I say I don't intend to use it is irrelevant. Or by bringing in produce into the house and when it's chayav and truma and meiser. If I bring the produce into the house and I say, but it's not gemar malacha yet, it doesn't matter. It's gemar malacha. You've now processed it and it's chayav and truma and meiser. At a certain point, what a person thinks and says actually doesn't matter because his deeds demonstrate. So that's what Rabbi Shimon is arguing here. So he says, Ha nichal Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, when he presents his resolution of Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon, also presents an approach that'll work for us. Da'amar, because he said, Kan, where Rabbi Shimon says kosher, which is like our Mishnah, that's bekometz machvas l'shum marcheshes. That's if he says machvas, it is a machvas, and he says marcheshes, but he doesn't use the word minchas marcheshes. Kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes, as opposed to where he does the kemitza using the word declaring minchas marcheshes. That's Rav Ashi's answer for Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon, and I'll use it here too. Masnisin, our Mishnah, which said that it's going to be kosher but won't count for the chova, is where you said mincha l'shum mincha. You use the words mincha. You said mincha. You say mincha, that's no good. That's my approach to resolve Rabbi Shimon Aleph versus Rabbi Shimon Beis, and it'll work to resolve Rabbi Shimon versus our Mishnah. So then good, Rabbi Shimon can agree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that disqualified it is where you use the word mincha. Rabbi Shimon said it's acceptable is where you didn't use the word mincha. Ela la Rabba v'Rava ma'ika l'meimar. But what are you going to do for Rabba and for Rava? Who gave different explanations of Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon. V'chi tema k'dekamishani Rabba. Let's say you'll take Rabba's approach. Rabba's approach is, kan b'shinui kodesh, kan b'shinui bailim. It's kosher if you say the wrong type of mincha. That's his answer for Rabbi Shimon. It's possible if you say the wrong owner. This is what Tosas transplanted back into our Mishnah. So Hamas Nisin Shinui Kodeshu. So I'll say our Mishnah is Shinui Kodesh. Our Mishnah is where you are changing Kodesh, you are changing the type of mincha, machvas, marcheshes, whatever. Diktani Kesa Lishman Vishalo Lishman, Lishum Minchas Chote, Lishum Minchas Nedava. Look at the example we brought in the end of the Mishnah, where you converted Chatas into Nedava, or Nedava into Chatas. So you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon says Kasher, where you have Shinui Kodesh, but our Mishnah said Shinui Kodesh, and it said Pasul. So you can't use that as an answer. V'inami k'de kamishani Rava, and if you use Rava's approach to resolving Rabbi Shimon's, his answer is kan it's kasher bekometz mincha l'shum mincha. If you said I have any mincha in mind, you're okay. Kan it's pasul where bekometz mincha l'shum zevach. If you declare it's going to be an ola, Okay, you declare it's going to be some karban, not mincha, but a karban of an animal. The hamas nisin mincha l'shem mincha hi diktani shalo l'shman v'l'shman l'shem minchas nedavu l'shem minchas chote. It doesn't work. Our mishnah is clearly mincha as mincha. It's just the wrong type of mincha. So that doesn't work either. Ela l'rabba v'rabba machvarta mas nisin deloka Rabbi Shimon. You're right. Rabba and Rabba will have to say Rabbi Shimon's a different town. Our mishnah is somebody else. That's fine. Where is this Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon? Right here. The Rami de Rabbi Shimon ad de Rabbi Shimon. We throw one Rabbi Shimon versus another Rabbi Shimon as follows. Disanya. Here's the brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kodesh Kodeshim hi kachatas v'ka asham. The pasuk says it is Kodesh Kodeshim like chatas like asham. We link chatas and asham. This is a hekish. Yesh mehen kachatas v'yesh mehen ka'asham. Some are like chatas and some are like asham. What do you mean? Minchas chote harei kachatas. The mincha of a chote is like a chatas. Lefichach, and therefore kamatsa shalol lishma psula kachatas. If you do a shalol lishma, it's pasul, says Rabbi Shimon here. Against the Rabbi Shimon who said it's kasher. Minchas nedava harei kasham. The minchas nedava is like an asham. Lefichach kamatsa shalol lishma kashera. Therefore, if you do the kmitza shalol lishma, it will be kasher uka asham, and it will be like an asham. Ma asham kasher ve'inu maratze. It doesn't fulfill your obligation. Af minchas nedava kasher ve'inu maratze. So too, minchas nedava is kasher, but it will not fulfill your obligation. It's not a hekesh that I first stated it to chatas and asham. What it is linking mincha with chatas and mincha with asham to say some menachos that are done shalol lishma are like a chatas shalol lishma, and some menachos done shalol lishma are like an asham shalol lishma. But the upshot for us is that Rabbi Shimon is saying what we said in our Mishnah, that the Minchas Nedava brought Shalol Lishma is kasher, lo'ala l'shem chova, and the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kenaz is possible entirely. How do you resolve that with this other version of Rabbi Shimon?
If it's possible entirely, is there any other obligation on the person who brings it?
He still owes a Minchas Chote.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like the Koyan processes this.
Right. So there is a discussion about that. Right.
I'm just asking, what's the nafkamina? You've got it already.
There is a discussion about that. I don't remember the resolution of the discussion, but there is a discussion about it because it's hezek shenu nikar. It's damage which you can't look at. You can't have visible damage. Oh, you mean that type? I thought you meant in terms of restitution to the person who brought the carbon. In terms of the Beis HaMikdash itself, he brought an invalid carbon.
So then he has to bring another carbon.
I don't remember what the penalty is, but he violated an isser. What he did was not right.
So he's over a chat. So he has to bring a chat.
I'm not sure of that. I don't remember offhand. The Amar Rabba. So our resolution of Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon is going to go through different stages. Our first approach is Rabba. Amar Rabba lo kasha. Rabba says no problem. Kan b'shinui kodesh, kan b'shinui bailim. That was what we just quoted before. He says Rabbi Shimon says kasher if you change the type of mincha, whereas he says pasul if you change the owner, if you have the wrong owner in mind. So Amar le Abaye. Abaye says to Rabba, wait a minute. Michdi machshava de pasul rachmana hekeshehi. He says the whole idea that machshava disqualifies the mincha is a hekesh. Rashi gives it to you. If you see Rashi, the first of the widest lines. Michdi machshava de pasul rachmana b'mincha hekeshehi. De iskish rachmana mincha lezvachim. The Torah equates or links mincha and animal karbanos. Kitichsev, as the pasuk says, kodesh kodeshim hi, kachatas v'ka asham. This is the hekesh I was thinking of before. The mincha is kodesh like chatas and Hashem, ma zevach and pasla ba machshava, just like by a zevach, the machshava disqualifies it. Kedir seva makriv oso lo yechashev. Av mincha nami, so too for a mincha. Mali shinoi kodesh, mali shinoi bailim. And the point for us is, if you're going to make the hekesh, the Gemara wants to know, Abaye asks, if you're making a hekesh, what's the difference between whether it is whether it's shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim, mali shinoi kodesh, mali shinoi bailim. What's the difference? Amar Leit, to which Rabba replies, maaseh molchichin de ka'amar Rabbi Shimon is sivarahi. He says Rabbi Shimon's approach that maaseh molchichin, that by the mincha we say your deeds demonstrate what it's really supposed to be. That's a logical statement that he's making. De Rabbi Shimon darish taima dekra, because Rabbi Shimon, remember, says that I can look at the pasuk and say, what did the pasuk really want here? What did the pasuk really mean? And extrapolate halacha on that basis. So he says the pasuk's disqualification is only where it's not clear what this mincha is supposed to be. He says machshava de lo minkara, if it's not visible, not recognizable, pasul rachmana. Then the Torah disqualifies it. Machshava de minkara, but if you can tell that the thought is wrong, lo pasal rachmana, then it's not going to be disqualified. The Megillas HaShas quotes from Simcha Bunim Lieberman to say that for the Jew, we also say, maaseh hamochichos, your deeds demonstrate. The Jew can never be fully rejected, not having to do with karbon, but in life, because you always have a bris milah, and that's maaseh hamochichos, that shows that you're a Jew. I don't know what he does for women, but he says, the maaseh hamochichos, you always have the bris milah to demonstrate it. Like David HaMelech and Brachos, but in any case. The Gemara now is going to go through a series of challenges to this idea of Maaseh HaMochichos. We're only going to see the first three today, but there are going to be like 10, or 9, that are going to be coming up on the next Amud. The Gemara needs to challenge this idea. First of all, first question, after the parentheses, they just give you a mnemonic for the number of challenges in the parentheses. Ela Me'ata, if so, Olas ha'ov shemalka lamala mishum chadas ha'ov tiratze. Let's say I'm bringing a bird karban. Okay, I bring a bird ola, and I do the malika above, which is what you do in ola. But I say it's a chadas ha'ov. So tiratze, that should work. Maaseh mochichan olah da olas ha'ofi, because your deeds demonstrate that it's an olas ha'ov. Sure, shchita is the same or malika is the same, but in the processing, you will demonstrate that it's really an ola. If it was really a chatas, you would have done it below the chodas sikra. To which the Gemara says, "Atu chatas ha'of lamala milesa." No, you can't do a chatas ha'of above. Ha'amar mar malika b'chol makabem is be'ach kashera. We say if you do your malika above, it's still kosher. So b'di'evit, it's still okay. B'di'evit, it's still acceptable. So that knocks out raya number one. Raya number two. Olas ha'of shemitza dama lamala l'shem chatas ha'of teratze. If you do an olas ha'of and you do the mitzui hadam, you press the neck against the mizbeach above, but you declare this is a chatas, teratze should still be valid because maaseh mochichan olah da olas ha'ofi. Your deeds demonstrate that it's an olah. Dichas ofi lemata have avil hazah. If it was a chatas ha'ofi, you would have done hazah and you would have done it below. So Amri, we answer on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Dilma mitzui de basar hazahu. Damar mar mitzah dama b'chomaka b'mizbeach kshera. The onlooker might say, you did your hazah for the chatas already, and now you're just doing a mitzui afterwards, which doesn't disqualify a chatas. So therefore the onlooker won't recognize that what you're doing is actually valid. I thought we would finish the set, because the first three rayos are part of the same. Chatas ha'ov shehiza dama lamata l'shem olas ha'ov teratze. Okay, let's reverse it. Instead of an ola that you brought as a chatas, what about if you brought a chatas as an ola? That should be acceptable. D'maaseh mochichan olah d'chatas ofi, because the deeds demonstrate it's a chatas. D'i olas ha'ofi, because if it was an ola, lamala hava avid la, umitzi hava avid lei. You would do it lamala, upper part of the mizbeach, and you would do mitzui. So it should be acceptable according to your logic, Rabbi Shimon. Halkanami, he says, you're right. That's true. Ella, lefi, or velo, lefi she'ein amenachos domos lesvachim ka'amar lesvachim velo la'ofos. He says, you're right, in Halkanami, it's true. And when I said zvachim, I meant zvachim in the most literal sense, that which you shecht, not ofos. This rule won't apply to birds. You're 100% right. He says birds are going to be in a separate category, and I believe that in the case you just outlined, maaseh mochichos, your deeds demonstrate that in fact it is a chatas, and it's going to be kosher. That's the idea. The Taras HaKodesh asks, why didn't you mention Havdalah Simanim? Right, by a chatas, you have one rule. By an ola, you have a different rule for how many you have to sever of the simanim. But the answer is, Rabbi Shimon must hold that the chatas is kosher b'di'evet, even if you were mavdil like the ola. That's what he'll have to say. That's why this wasn't brought. But the upshot of our discussion is, we have two versions of Rabbi Shimon about whether this mincha is acceptable or not, when it's done shalo lishma. Rabbi Shimon, we came out with this idea that Rabbi Shimon believes in maaseh mochichos. As long as you can tell what type of mincha it's supposed to be, that's going to be kosher. We brought three challenges, and the Gemara is going to bring another six before this page is done.